The experience of evensong is a very powerful experience for me, because 21 years ago I had a vision of the possibility of celebrating the constant nature of God. And that's what evensong means to me. It's not the coming and going of the tides. It's the evensong, constant flowing of the river of spirit through all things everywhere. And evensong struck me as the most beautiful word I knew. And I also knew that it was an evening service. And so I suggested to the Celebration Center that we could have an evensong service. And 20 years ago this month, we started doing evensong. And it's gone through a lot of changes over the years. But tonight, we started with the song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Which brings tears to my eyes, because that was the opening song for the first 4 years, I think, that we had our evensong services. And so I'd like to use the words of that song as the impetus for our meditation tonight, because it feels like it captures that essence of the endless love of spirit, that constant stream that's ever available. And this particular day, it feels especially appropriate, because all of a sudden, this afternoon in my car, it said it was 97 degrees out. That was in the bright sun, after it had been parked in the sun for a while. But today was a hot day in a spring season. And so let's just relax and hear the words again of Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John and Tim Rice from the movie The Lion King. In that movie, these words had special meaning, and when I saw that movie, I resonated with these words, and I thought, this illustrates how evensong feels to me. There is a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're letting go of the rolling world, and we're simply being present in this enchanted moment. We take this moment to bless the enchantment that happens whenever we settle into that quiet space, that beautiful place where love resides, where the energy of spirit is constant, where the love that we are is able to express as us and through us, and we can feel it more deeply. This is an enchanted moment, and the song goes on to say, it sees me through. It's enough for this restless voyager just to be with you. And as we gather in this service tonight, those of us who are here are the perfect people to be here, to share this enchanted moment, to be present in the constant flow of spirit, to love life, to love each other, to love ourselves, to be present in the love as the love. Can you feel the love tonight? It repeats. It's such a powerful reminder ourselves to ask that question. Because when we remember to ask ourselves that question and we settle and breathe, that love is right there. There is never a moment when that love deserts us. We are surrounded, we are supported, we are supplied with love, with grace, with peace, with health, with wonder. In every moment of every day and all of time, we are eternal beings, and we are not limited to this place. Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It is always where we are. It's right here and now. It's everywhere and always. And it's enough for these wide-eyed wanderers that we are, that we got this far, to recognize in every moment that everything that led up to this moment is enough. We can stop seeking and striving and just relax and let this moment be enough. This moment, this present moment, is the energy of God. Always a constant. The only thing that ever changes is our awareness of it. And any time we stop and say, can you feel the love tonight or today or in this moment? And we breathe and relax, it's right there. It's right there, and as we begin to experience it more fully and trust it, we can always find it, sinking deeply into that light-filled space, sinking beautifully into that well of peace, hearing that still small voice or seeing that vision of light. The presence is ever present. There is never a time when we are not accompanied in this lifetime. Can you feel the love tonight? And when we do, it does lead to rest. It lets us relax and remember that all is well. That somehow, everything that happens, it always works out. It always works out. Yes, this is a mortal life, and even what we call death is just a state change experience, because our life goes on. Life continues infinitely, eternally. We are blessed. So we can feel the love tonight and let ourselves rest. It's okay. Whatever's happening, it may be looking like something going wrong that's actually something going right from a broader perspective. We can trust that we are loved, supported, and supplied in every moment. We can be present. We can feel the love tonight, because when we feel the love, it's enough to make every one of us believe the very best. And as we believe the best, we experience more and more good in our lives. As we remember to be grateful, we experience more gratitude. As we remember to love, we experience more love. As we remember to shine our light, we see the lights more clearly in others, and others see it more clearly in us and reflect it back to us. So our lives continue to expand. We continue to remember that the love is right here, and we can feel the love. We can know the love. We can be the love. It is the truth of who we are. There is never a moment when we are outside the infinite an eternal love that is spirit. You are ever held in the heart of God. You live in the very heart of God, just as you think in the very mind of God. You are the hands, the feet, the life of God walking on this planet, sharing with kindness and caring and love the energy of who you are, the essence of who you are, the love that you are. We are so blessed. And as we begin to understand each day more clearly that yes, we can feel the love because we are the love. There has never been a moment when we weren't love. There have been many moments when we haven't felt the love, when we felt separate from the love. But it's never been the truth of our being. And if we can look back on our lives and just allow the love that we feel tonight to spread out like a beautiful warm blanket over moments that were chilly, moments where we felt separate, moments when we felt scared, moments when we felt angry, and just let our love flow back through our lives, revising those moments to be moments when the love was there. And we can see the love from this perspective and know that the love has always been there for us. And we can supply that awareness from today's perspective to smooth out the bumps, to warm the chilliness, to comfort the fear, to release the anger, and to let go of the story that said that somehow our lives were imperfect. Because to be here now, who we are, our lives were perfect. They brought us to this place, the contrast, the love, the seeming lack of love, even the anger and the fear and the distress. It brought us to now, and now is good. So we give thanks for our lives. We give thanks for the love that is the truth of our being. We give thanks for the love that we feel tonight as we gather together and celebrate the constancy of God, the ever-presence of love, and the even song, the stream that flows, that carries us forever, wrapped in the divine love that is the truth of our being. For this, I am so grateful. And I look forward to David's beautiful music as we just continue to relax in the love and know that all is well.
Mm-hmm.